Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Susan Weed, the voice of the Wise Woman Tradition and author of the Wise Woman Herbal Series, including Abundantly Well, Seven Medicines the Wise Woman Way. Thanks for tuning in to HealthyLife.net for another hour of green blessings from my green heart to yours. I read and subscribe to 100 or more periodicals and sites, from the strictly scientific all the way out to the edgy fringes, looking for the best, most reliable, most inclusive, and most up-to-date health information for you, so you can maintain and regain optimum, joyous, abundant health. Join me right here each and every month for wise advice on herbs and health, with a special emphasis on women. Together, let's reweave the healing cloak of the ancients and reclaim herbal medicine as people's medicine. This year, 2024, we're exploring a dozen different herbs that affect sleep and dreams, hypnotics, soporifics, sedatives, and mind-altering plants beckon promised repose and peace to the 70 million of us dealing with sleep problems and the untold millions who are interested in their dreams. So get comfortable, settle down, close your eyes, and let's look at what's in the news. Well, even if your eyes have been closed, you have been hearing Ozempic, oh, the weight loss drug, oh my gosh, it works. There's finally something that does it. Well, guess what? According to researchers at the University of Arizona, eating more fermentable fiber will suppress your appetite in the same way as Ozempic and Wegovy without the side effects. Yes, indeed. Those drugs, active ingredient, semaglutide, mimics GLP-1, which is a hormone that the body releases when it digests food. And GLP-1 suppresses hunger signals. Fermentable fiber, the kind you find in barley, oats, rye, beans, and lentils, gets digested or fermented by gut bacteria and triggers an additional release of GLP-1. This takes, it has to go all the way down to the large intestine, and that can be up to 10 hours after a meal. But this extra boost will help temper cravings in between meals and reduce the amount you eat at the next meal. All right, let's hear it for fermentable fibers. You know, someone asked, I wasn't talking about melatonin, since we're talking about all sleepy things. Well, first of all, it's because melatonin isn't an herb, and I'm focusing on herbs. But it's also because melatonin just really hasn't been shown to be that effective in inducing sleep, and there's some problems with it. This is from Worst Pills, Best Pills News, November 2023. Melatonin gummies sold in the U.S. contain inconsistent and excessive quantities. Melatonin, a hormone that occurs naturally in the body, has a role in regulating wake and sleep cycles, and because of its effects on brain function, supplementation is used to counter jet lag, insomnia, sleep disturbances, night work problems, seasonal affective disorder, dementia, and seizures. Research has consistently shown that melatonin supplements are only safe and effective for jet lag, not for any other condition. And a 2022 Worst Pills, Best Pills News article highlighted an increase in ingestion of melatonin supplements by children, leading to hospitalizations. Recent research published in JAMA, that's the Journal of the American Medical Association, found that melatonin gummies almost always have quantities of melatonin that are much higher than indicated on the level. a Cochrane review of drug therapies for sleep disturbance in patients with dementia, identified 5 trials, a total of 222 patients, and found no evidence of beneficial effects from taking melatonin. Looking at melatonin, 25 uniquely branded melatonin gummy products were tested to quantify the amount of melatonin. Of those 25 products, only 3 contained a quantity within 10% of what was listed on the label. The amount of melatonin in the other products ranged from 74% to 347% of the amount listed. This is consistent with a separate Canadian study of 16 melatonin brands that found that the actual amounts of melatonin were 17% to 478% of the amount listed on the label. JAMA concluded the great majority of melatonin products are inaccurately labeled and most exceed the declared amounts of melatonin. Signs of excessive melatonin intake include headache, elevated or reduced blood pressure, drowsiness, vomiting, and worsening of hair loss. Oh, none of us want to have worse hair loss. What's your sleep style, simple ass, in March of 2024? If you sleep on your back, it can reduce lower back, shoulder, and neck pain, and even better if you put a pillow under your knees. It also soothes dry eyes and helps to prevent wrinkles. Yes, yes, yes. But back sleeping does cause the upper airway muscles to relax, restricting oxygen and worsening obstructive sleep apnea. So maybe sleeping on your side, it improves sleep apnea because it keeps your airway open, it eases digestive issues and lessens heartburn, and it could even possibly prevent Alzheimer's. Sorry, stomach sleepers, you lose. I'll be right back to talk to you about Passiflora, passion flower.
Take a correspondence course with Susan Weed. You'll get individualized attention for your needs, questions, and health problems. The courses come with books, audio, and videotapes, and there's no time limit on finishing. No tests and no lessons to return. Act now and get a 50% discount on any 3 days of classes and workshops with Susan. You'll also receive a ready-to-frame certificate. Check out her courses online at ashtreepublishing.com. That's ashtreepublishing.com.
Where can you get more than 700 pages of information? It's Susan Weed's website, susanweed.com. There's free monthly e-zines, a weblog, chat room, and email groups. There's even special sections devoted to menopause, breast health, and childbearing. Check out the forum of wise women who will help answer your herb and health questions. susanweed.com. Check it out. That's SusanWeed.com.
Spend a day with Susan Weed at your house or hers. Bring up to 4 friends and enjoy the day of your dreams. Experience a private weed walk. Learn about wild foods. Harvest and prepare herbal medicine. Try out a shamanic journey. Get a private consultation. Get a review of your health and nutrition. Discover how to regain and maintain optimum health with herbs. Create your perfect day with Susan Weed. For information, log on at ashtreepublishing.com. That's ashtreepublishing.com.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
Passion flower. Passiflora incarnata is a specific passion flower that I'm going to be talking about for most of this show. But toward the end of the show, I will talk to you about Passiflora edulis. If you've eaten passion fruit, it's the fruit of Passiflora edulis that you have eaten. And so we certainly want to include that, but herbalists like the incarnata, they are both species in the genus Passiflora. passion flower. The medicinal one is sometimes called wild passion flower, maypop, apricot vine, old field apricot, holy trinity flower, mollypop, passion vine, top apple, granadilla, maycock, white sarsaparilla, and purple paw. It's a fast-growing perennial vine that belongs to the wildly diverse Passiflora genus, a tropical and semi-tropical plant with over 400 different species represented in the tropics alone, and that's like 95% of all the passifloras there are. So that's about it, maybe 500 different species. That's still a fair amount. And it has an exquisitely beautiful flower. If you have never seen a passion flower, what I want you to do is to stop listening right now and go to your computer and say, show me a passion flower. The one we're talking about is Passiflora incarnata, and it is a white and purple flower with this kind of really incredible fringe of stuff coming up out of it, and the most amazing sexual structures. You got to see it to believe it. At the very end of the show, I'll tell you about the symbolism of all of these structures, so you'll get a bit-by-bit description of the flower. But right now, I want you to go and revel in it and look at it. I'm standing outside by my passion flower vine. Yeah, I had to keep it in a pot all winter. It's not really frost hardy. It's hardy, but it's not frost hardy. But then it goes out and it just has a wild time outside. But it's not blooming yet because it hasn't been outside that long. Of course, in the tropics, it blooms and blooms and blooms. The first recorded use of passion flower dates back to the Aztecs. The conquistadors, the Spanish conquistadors, knew good things when they saw them, and so they took it back to Europe. And they're the ones who called it passion flora, flos passionis, flor della passione, because of the, you'll hear later, religious symbolism in this amazing flower, the passion of Christ. I'm told that this species name incarnata means made of flesh or flesh colored, but incarnation, woo, is a big term in the Catholic religion. And I ask a few Catholic friends about incarnation. Are we talking about like the incarnation of Jesus? And they said, no, the incarnation is the actual incarnation of Mary, the creation of Anne and her husband, of Mary, who would then have the virgin birth and be the mother of Jesus. Wow! To be made flesh, the passion flower, Passiflora incarnata, making our passion into real stuff. Nicolas Monardes, a Spanish doctor working in Peru, was the first to document the use of passion flower in 1569. I'm reading to you from a monograph on passion flower at Herb Rally, R-A-L-L-Y, and this monograph is written by Crystal, K-R-Y-S-T-A-L, Crystal Thompson. So Nicolas Monardes brought the plant back with him to Europe and is probably responsible for its spread. It was brought back to North America in the mid-1800s by the herbalists. How funny, huh? And it quickly became a staple in the U.S. naturopathic medicine cabinet. Passion flower was included as part of the top 10 best-selling herbs in a 1921 list by the Lloyd Brothers. Passiflora is now used all over the world because it is a wonderful, very safe herb that can help us calm down, help us sleep, help our blood pressure be reduced. When I take passion flower, I feel like the wings of my heart are opening wide, wide, and that I am an eagle on the top of a cliff, and I fall up, up into the sky. I feel everything loosening and opening and being all right on heaven and earth. If I'm a little stressed by going to the doctor, and I can be, who isn't, I might take some Passiflora tincture before I go in, because I know one of the first things they're going to do is test my blood pressure, and I know that passion flower will act immediately to reduce my blood pressure and not make me really sleepy. Yeah, it does help with sleep, but it's not like knockout drops, so you can take it during the day if you need it to lower blood pressure. It's a really singular and excellent agent for reducing blood pressure. And we'll see later on, because we'll be talking about the effects of sleep on the heart, that one of the effects of not enough sleep is that your blood pressure goes up. So isn't it wonderful that passion flower is here to reduce blood pressure and to help you sleep? Of course, the passion flower fruit is edible, and you can make jam or jelly out of it, as well as just eat it out of hand. The young leaves and buds are also commonly prepared and eaten as a vegetable, and the flowers can be made into syrup. Passiflora is a sedative, a hypnotic, that means it makes you sleep, an antispasmodic, an anodyne, and an antihypertensive. Some of its constituents include flavonoids and alkaloids. One of those alkaloids is harmala, which can really be bad for your kidneys, but it doesn't seem to be in passiflora. Passion flower is commonly utilized, Crystal says, when there is insomnia. It aids the transition into natural sleep without any narcotic hangover. Passiflora works directly on the central nervous system and helps lull us to sleep. It's important to note it's not going to force you to sleep. It just supports normal sleep, especially if it's disrupted by stress or muscle spasms. It's also used whenever an antispasmodic is necessary to help sleep, such as a person who has seizures or Parkinson's. It's very effective for relieving nerve pain and viral infections in the nerves, especially shingles. Furthermore, passion flower has been chronicled to effectively reduce delirium tremens, which you can get from withdrawing from alcohol, whooping cough, drug withdrawal, teething problems, hysteria, mania, and even flatulence, a pretty thing, funny thing to add at the end of that. Evidence suggests that passion flower may have benzodiazepine-like actions. As a matter of fact, we'll see later on with a bunch of studies that it has been tested directly against Xanax and other drugs like that, and has a better effect than benzodiazepine with no side effects. You go, passion flower. It has the most defined sedative effect of all the nervines. That said, nervines in general are not very sedative, so it's not a really sedative plant. As I said, I can take it during the day if I'm concerned about my blood pressure, and it will bring it right down. It's extremely effective, says Crystal, in cases of circular thinking that keep you from going to sleep. I've had patients tell me it's like they have a talk radio station on in their head and can't find the off switch. But David Winston says, passion flower, that's the off switch. All that talk in your head, it just stops when you take passion flower. I prefer it as a tincture, but it can also be made into a tea. Passion flower, says Crystal, is known to be a depressant to the motor side of the spinal cord, thus why it's effective against muscle spasms. It does slightly reduce arterial pressure, and it increases the rate of respiration. It's helpful where functional heart palpitations are present and stress is due to cares of the heart, as opposed to hops, which is similar in action but better suited to intellectual worry or cares of the mind. In Chinese medicine, passiflora is indicated when liver yang is rushing upwards and disrupting the heart. It's a wind-like movement and a common theme of conditions for which passion flower is chosen. Isn't that interesting that I think of passion flower like wings, and here they are saying it's for wind conditions. Other examples would be a nervous condition that comes and goes suddenly with tremors or tics in multiple locations, transient and wind-like, particularly good for idealistic fire types who are prone to physical and emotional disorders of the heart. They need to be connected to their own sense of personal meaning, and passion flower does that. It is well suited for all of these conditions, says Crystal. Energetically, passion flower is indicated for those who need to have their hearts calmed and grounded so they can connect to others, especially for those who are prone to anxiety, hysteria, and heart symptoms when overstimulated. When passion flower types go into overload, they get exhausted physically and mentally and just can't connect. They go in and focus on what they feel and what they are sensing. This causes long-term stress, and passion flower can ease it. Passiflora is recommended for chi imbalance caused by overloads, not by blockages. Passiflora is indicated for those who need to soften and open up to love, especially when they're too sensitive. In homeopathy, its main indication is for nervous troubles from overexhaustion and depletion from the vital force. As you can see, Crystal says, Passiflora incarnata is an excellent ally for those with general tension that manifests as sleeplessness, muscle pain, anxious thoughts. What I love about passion flower is its combination of efficacy and the lack of lingering. The effect of a strong sedative plant on me hangs out longer than I wanted to, but Passiflora is the perfect companion. It's powerful enough to get me to sleep, but kind and gentle enough not to be there when I wake up in the morning. It can be paired with valerian and hawthorn to aid all kinds of spasms. It's not really strong enough to be utilized as a painkiller by itself, but combined with the other painkilling herbs, it really makes them work much better. An Italian research group actually tested passion flower alone and then in various combinations with other sedative and anodyne herbs, and sure enough, there was a synergistic association at a high dosage end. Passion flower plays well with others, says Crystal. It's considered extremely safe and gentle. John Fife, MD, says that Passiflora is not toxic, as evidenced by the fact that it has been given in 10 to 15 drop doses every hour for 6 and 8 hours to infants less than 1 year old without the slightest evidence of detrimental or deleterious effects. It is also administered to the very sick and the weak without any harmful action of any kind. Dosing suggestions vary quite a bit, as there's a great range. Borax Materia Medica says a large dose of the mother tincture would be 60 drops and could be repeated several times a day. Priest and Priest suggest a maximum dose of 15 drops, and the German monograph suggests 6 grams of the herb per day as infusion. Well, let's remember, Passiflora is slow-acting, and it's more effective in the second 24 hours than in the first. If you want to grow it, it's pretty easy to grow. You can plant it out in the early spring. It likes some partial to full sun and well-drained, but kind of moist soil, and doesn't really care if it's acid or alkaline. What can we do with passion flower? I'll be right back to tell you more.
Where can you get more than 700 pages of information? It's Susan Weed's website, susanweed.com. There's free monthly e-zines, a weblog, chat room, and email groups. There's even special sections devoted to menopause, breast health, and childbearing. Check out the forum of wise women who will help answer your herb and health questions. susanweed.com. Check it out. That's SusanWeed.com.
Spend a day with Susan Weed at your house or hers. Bring up to 4 friends and enjoy the day of your dreams. Experience a private weed walk. Learn about wild foods, harvest, and prepare herbal medicine. Try out a shamanic journey. Get a private consultation. Get a review of your health and nutrition. Discover how to regain and maintain optimum health with herbs. Create your perfect day with Susan Weed. For information, log on at ashtreepublishing.com. That's ashtreepublishing.com.
If you like to spend your television viewing time learning about some of the things that you may have missed in history class, or if history was your favorite subject, then you should check out the link to the History Channel on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. Order DVD sets by series or by subject matter right from our homepage while you still enjoy your favorite HealthyLife.net show.
Take a correspondence course with Susan Weed. You'll get individualized attention for your needs, questions, and health problems. The courses come with books, audio, and videotapes, and there's no time limit on finishing. No tests and no lessons to return. Act now and get a 50% discount on any 3 days of classes and workshops with Susan. You'll also receive a ready-to-frame certificate. Check out her courses online at ashtreepublishing.com. That's ashtreepublishing.com.
Vistaprint. I'm sure you've heard the name. Over 17 million small businesses and consumers have used Vistaprint for printed products ranging from business cards and brochures to invitations and thank you cards. Why? Because Vistaprint has the lowest price guarantee and you can design your products with templates or upload your design. And they have free products. 3-day rush service and satisfaction is always guaranteed. Try Vistaprint. Just go to the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on the Vistaprint logo.
All positive talk with a mature edge. HealthyLife.net.
Passiflora incarnata herba, the dried aerial parts collected during the flowering and fruiting period, is in the British Herbal Compendium and official in France, German, Switzerland as well. Constituents of the genus include flavonoids, mainly glycosides, apigenin, and luteolin, vitexin, and isovitexin, orientin, isoorientin, and 2B-delta-glucosides. The blood pressure drug made from passiflora is required to contain not less than 1.5% total flavonoids, mostly as vitexin. Other constituents include volatile oils, cyanogenic glycosides, and possibly traces of alkaloids of the Harmon type. Passiflora definitely has sedative actions and is designed to counteract sleeplessness, restlessness, and irritability. Passiflora incarnata maypop, apricot vine, purple passion flower, maracuja, true passion flower, water lemon, wild passion vine, is native to the southeast U.S., Central, and South America. The large flower is most amazing. It is pollinated by bumblebees, carpenter bees, and hummingbirds, and normally begins to bloom in July. The fleshy fruit, the maypop, is about the size of a hen egg. Starts out green, turns yellow-green to yellow-orange. The pulp is gelatinous and encases the seeds. And this plant is the food of so many butterfly larvae. The green fruits may pop when stepped on, thus may pop. And the roots can remain dormant underground and may pop up out of the ground in May. It likes to grow in disturbed areas near riverbanks and unmowed pastures, roadsides, and railroads. It likes lots of sunlight. The Cherokee in Tennessee called it Ocoee. The Ocoee River and the Ocoee Valley are named after it, and it is a Tennessee state wildflower. For thousands and thousands of years, the maypop was a staple food and medicinal plant for the Cherokee, and to this day, it is well loved. Passiflora incarnata is very easily cultivated and a very low-maintenance garden plant. As a matter of fact, it's an aggressive vine. It has reached Illinois, Indiana, and Ohio. Oh, my goodness. It can carpet the floor of a thicket within a couple of days in favorable weather. They have very high drought tolerance. 1 or 2 years of growth are necessary before they begin bearing fruits, and the fruit takes over 3 months from the flower to the fruit. best propagation is by root. Get a good, healthy 4-to-8-inch cutting and stick it in the ground. The thicker roots are more vigorous. The phytochemistry of Passiflora incarnata, the flavonoids including crisin, apigenin, luteolin, quercetin, camphorol, and isovitexin, alkaloids, polyphenols, carotene, anthocyanins, and antioxidants. The fruit of Passiflora edulis has a taste similar to an apricot, and very pleasant scent. Other people describe it other ways. Passiflora incarnata treats insomnia, anxiety, epilepsy, neuralgia, pain, and withdrawal symptoms associated with withdrawing from opiates or benzodiazepines. It reduces the symptoms of menopause and hyperactivity disorder. It could be anti-diabetic, anti-asthmatic, and seizure suppressing. Passiflora has been shown to reduce seizure severity and to retain brain levels of serotonin and noradrenaline during and after the seizure. It has also been shown to be an active anticonvulsant against seizures and to restore correct heart rhythms. It has comparable effects to prescription drugs in treating those with ADHD. The alkaloids Harmon and Harmaline may produce monoamine oxidase inhibition, while maltol and gamma-pyrone derivatives may cause activation of it. Crisin has been identified as active in the central nervous system, suppressing central nervous system activity. The anti-radical activities of passionflower are attributed to flavonoids, including isovitexin. An isolated benzoflavone is suspected as being the strongest aromatase inhibitor in passionflower, although the flavone crisine also has these properties. Passionflower has produced sexual behavioral disruption in male adult rats, but not alterations in plasma testosterone levels, reproductive-related organs, or gland weight or sperm count. They think it's the aromatase inhibition that is changing their sexual behavior. It certainly exhibits anti-inflammatory activity, reducing edema, and having a pain-relieving action, but again, not a very strong pain-relieving action. Passion flower benefits against insomnia and anxiety by Deborah Rose Wilson, PhD, MS, NRN, and a lot of other letters written July 2023. Passion flower may help treat anxiety, insomnia, and certain forms of pain through its action on GABA. It counters neurotransmitters that cause excitement and has a calming effect. There is good evidence that it relieves anxiety. They found that passionflower improved memory in rats. It has a significant calming effect, and it can be used with other anxiety treatments. Evidence in mice suggests it has a positive effect on sleep patterns. One study in rats found that it increased slow-wave deep sleep, reduced rapid eye movement sleep, and helped the rats fall asleep more quickly. You go, passion flower. Another study found Passiflora reduced the time it took to fall asleep and increased the duration of sleep. In one study, participants experienced significant reduction in menopause symptoms, including less headache, less depression, less insomnia, less anger, compared to a controlled group after taking Passiflora incarnata for 6 weeks. And a study from 2007 found that it increased the time between seizures and decreased their duration. Neuropsychiatric disorders, say this article, such as schizophrenia, bipolar disorder, major depressive disorder, and ADHD are common and regrettably increasing. Pharmacotherapy is effective, but it carries the risk of side effects. So the search for herbal remedies. Here we review 9 studies that analyze the effect of passion flower preparations on sleep and anxiety compared to drugs. I'll be back to tell you what happened.
Take a correspondence course with Susan Weed. You'll get individualized attention for your needs, questions, and health problems. The courses come with books, audio, and videotapes, and there's no time limit on finishing. No tests and no lessons to return. Act now and get a 50% discount on any 3 days of classes and workshops with Susan. You'll also receive a ready-to-frame certificate. Check out her courses online at ashtreepublishing.com. That's ashtreepublishing.com.
Where can you get more than 700 pages of information? At Susan Weed's website, susanweed.com. There's free monthly e-zines, a weblog, chat room, and email groups. There's even special sections devoted to menopause, breast health, and childbearing. Check out the forum of wise women who will help answer your herb and health questions. susanweed.com. Check it out. That's SusanWeed.com.
Spend a day with Susan Weed at your house or hers. Bring up to 4 friends and enjoy the day of your dreams. Experience a private weed walk. Learn about wild foods. Harvest and prepare herbal medicine. Try out a shamanic journey. Get a private consultation. Get a review of your health and nutrition. Discover how to regain and maintain optimum health with herbs. Create your perfect day with Susan Weed. For information, log on at ashtreepublishing.com. That's ashtreepublishing.com.
You're listening to HealthyLife.net. Millions of listeners know the secret. Now you do too. Positive talk 24 hours a day, every day.
Nine clinical studies analyzed the effect of passion flower preparations. In 8 of the studies, the subjects were healthy, and in 1, they were diagnosed with generalized anxiety disorder. Let's look at that one first. When they compared the effects of passion flower with oxazepam, Xanax, over a period of 28 days, they found no significant differences in the amount of anxiety, but those taking the passion flower didn't have any impairment, and those taking the Xanax did. Another study looked at the effects of passion flower syrup administered 30 minutes before anesthesia, and they found that it significantly reduced post-operative anxiety and did not change hemodynamic parameters. All right. Passiflora incarnata is safe and effective anti-anxiety to be used before spinal anesthesia, conclude the authors of that study. The authors of the next study conclude Passiflora incarnata is safe and definitely more effective for reducing preoperative anxiety compared to Xanax. It also can be included in the treatment of preoperative anxiety in children and adolescents. Yet another study looking at electroencephalograms found that Passiflora does not impair cognitive function. They can look right there and see. Another study, the authors emphasized their important finding of the very effective anxiety-reducing action of passiflora, which then leads to a greater ease in going to sleep. Passiflora incarnata, about 500 milligrams a day, provides a safe and effective anti-anxiety effect without impairing any psychomotor function. And then looking at the effects of Passiflora incarnata herbal tea on sleep quality over a period of 7 days as measured by using sleep diaries and polysomnography, The participants drank about 250 milliliters of herbal tea once a day in the evening, and the measurements were performed in the morning upon arising, and there was a significant improvement in sleep quality with a mean increase of over 5% in sleep time. Woo-hoo! Next study, they found that melatonin versus Passiflora incarnata, no significant differences in pain scores, either before or after surgery, and both groups showed reduced anxiety and increased sedation. Passiflora incarnata is important for treating anxiety, nervousness, generalized anxiety disorder, opiate withdrawal, insomnia, neuralgia, convulsions, spasmodic asthma, ADHD, palpitations, cardiac rhythm abnormalities, hypertension, sexual dysfunction, and problems of menopause. Passiflora incarnata may be useful in treating neuropathic pain. Traditional medicine uses the leaves, stems, seeds, and flowers, all of the aerial parts of Passiflora incarnata. Unfortunately, the authors of the studies that we quote did not specify what part of the plant they used. The most important thing that we want to note is there were no adverse effects, no memory loss, no collapse of psychometric functions linked to passion flower administration. Let's look at sleep and our heart. The better night's sleep you get, the healthier your heart will be. In fact, the American Heart Association has added sleep to its list of key measures to help improve and maintain cardiovascular health. You need 7 to 9 hours of sleep per night. That said, if you're younger, you need more. If you're older, you may need less. Too little or too much sleep actually increases the risk of heart attack and cardiovascular problems. What? How can sleep disorders hurt your heart health? Well, it contributes to obesity, high blood pressure, diabetes, stress, inflammation, and depression, and those lead to cardiovascular problems. People with insomnia have a 45% higher risk of cardiovascular disease and a 54% higher risk of stroke within any given four-year period. Yow! It's definitely worth using passion flower to help you clear through that insomnia and get some sleep. Narcolepsy, another sleep problem, also raises blood pressure, increases risk of heart attack, heart failure, and stroke, but we don't have really good herbs to help deal with that. People with restless leg syndrome are at greater risk for cardiovascular disease, and there are herbs to help with that, and they're in my menopause book, New Menopausal Years, The Wise Woman Way, my million seller. Sleep apnea has been linked to higher rates of high blood pressure, stroke, coronary artery disease, and heart failure. If you have sleep apnea, please get some help. We want you to. From Cardiology Review, sleep duration as a risk factor for cardiovascular disease, a review of recent literature. People in Western countries are sleeping an average of only 6.8 hours per night, 1.5 hours less than a century ago. Recent epidemiological studies have revealed a relationship between sleep deprivation and hypertension, coronary heart disease, and diabetes. Because sleep deprivation increases sympathetic nervous system activity, this increased activity serves as a common pathophysiology for hypertension and for diabetes. Adequate sleep duration is important in preventing cardiovascular disease. In the 1980s, at the peak of the Japanese economic boom, work exhaustion and sleep deprivation were blamed for large numbers of deaths. Most cases of karoshi, death from overwork, were acute cardiovascular events. Likewise, in the U.S., a recent National Sleep Foundation poll found that many Americans have long-term sleep deprivation. Only about one-third reported getting 8 hours of sleep per night. And as sleep deprivation grows, so does hypertension. A 9-year mortality follow-up of about 7,000 people found that mortality rates from ischemic heart disease, cancer, stroke, and all causes combined were lowest for the individual sleeping 7 to 8 hours per night. those who reported usually sleeping less than 4 hours were three times as likely to have died within 6 years as those who reported 7 to 8 hours of sleep. This is more extreme in men than women, but men and women who reported sleeping 10 hours or more had twice the mortality of those who slept no more than 8 hours. In fact, the relationship between sleep duration and mortality is U-shaped, with both too much and too little sleep being a problem. There is a lot that I could tell you. This is a 20-page article on studies showing the connection between sleep and good heart health. Using some passion flower may be the very thing you need to keep your heart healthy directly and indirectly. I'll be right back for our last segment.
Take a correspondence course with Susan Weed. You'll get individualized attention for your needs, questions, and health problems. The courses come with books, audio, and videotapes, and there's no time limit on finishing. No tests and no lessons to return. Act now and get a 50% discount on any 3 days of classes and workshops with Susan. You'll also receive a ready-to-frame certificate. Check out her courses online at ashtreepublishing.com. That's ashtreepublishing.com.
Where can you get more than 700 pages of information? At Susan Weed's website, susanweed.com. There's free monthly e-zines, a weblog, chat room, and email groups. There's even special sections devoted to menopause, breast health, and childbearing. Check out the forum of wise women who will help answer your herb and health questions. susanweed.com. Check it out. That's SusanWeed.com.
Spend a day with Susan Weed at your house or hers. Bring up to 4 friends and enjoy the day of your dreams. Experience a private weed walk. Learn about wild foods, harvest, and prepare herbal medicine. Try out a shamanic journey. Get a private consultation. Get a review of your health and nutrition. Discover how to regain and maintain optimum health with herbs. Create your perfect day with Susan Weed. For information, log on at ashtreepublishing.com. That's ashtreepublishing.com.
You're listening to HealthyLife.net. Millions of listeners know the secret. Now you do too. Positive talk 24 hours a day, every day.
Passiflora incarnata, the medicinal passion flower. With almost 500 species, there's a passion flower for everybody. They are beautiful plants. Passiflora edulis is the one that is most often grown. Early European travelers in North America noted that the Algonquian Indians in Virginia and the Creek Indians in Florida ate the fruits of Passiflora edulis, whether they were cultivated or wild. And the use of Passiflora was taken back by Spanish researchers in the 1569. Various species have been used extensively in the traditional systems of therapeutics in many countries, say G.S. Taiwei and V. Kute in medicinal spices and vegetables from Africa, published in 2017. In South America, the leaf extracts of Passiflora edulis are popularly used for the treatment of alcoholism, anxiety, migraine, nervousness, and insomnia. A drink from the flower treats asthma, bronchitis, and whooping cough. The whole plant is used as a heart tonic, a mild diuretic, a digestive stimulant, and treatment for urinary infections. The oil pressed from the seeds of the passion fruit is used as a stimulating lubricant and a massage oil. In Brazil, Passiflora edulis is known as maracuja, and it is considered anti-anxiety, sedative, diuretic, and pain-relieving. In South America, Passiflora edulis is used as a sedative, a diuretic, an anthelmintic, and an anti-diarrheal, a stimulant, a tonic, in the treatment of hypertension to relieve menopausal symptoms and to ease colic in infants. In Portugal's Madeira Islands, the fruit of Passiflora edulis is a digestive stimulant and a remedy for gastric carcinomas. In Nagaland, India, fresh leaves of Passiflora edulis are boiled in little water, and then that's drunk to treat dysentery and hypertension. The fruits are eaten for relief from constipation, and the tea or infusion of the leaf is used to treat hysteria and insomnia in Nigeria. Passiflora edulis is widely cultivated in India. The leaves are applied on the head for giddiness and headache, a decoction given for biliousness and asthma. The fruit is used as an emetic. The plant is used as an analgesic, antispasmodic, anti-asthmatic, wormicidal, and sedative agent in Brazil, as a sedative and narcotic for inducing sleep in Iraq, and against dysmenorrhea, epilepsy, insomnia, neurosis, and neuralgia in Turkey. In Poland, passionflower is used to cure hysteria and to relieve neurasthenia. In the southern part of America, passionflower is used against diarrhea, dysmenorrhea, neuralgia, burns, hemorrhoids, and insomnia. Passiflora edulis is widely used by the South African traditional healers, and those uses include antibacterial, anti-seizure, anti-spasm, and aphrodisiac. Used to help those who are withdrawing from alcohol, withdrawing from a drug addiction, dealing with attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, or those who have asthma, burns, cancer, chronic pain, coughs, Epstein-Barr virus, fungal infections, gastrointestinal discomforts, nervous stomach, Helicobacter pylori infections, hemorrhoids, high blood pressure, menopausal symptoms, hot flashes, headaches, nerve pain, general pain, skin inflammation, tension, and wait for it, the best one's always the last, prevention of wrinkles. Okay, sleeping on our back also helps get rid of wrinkles, but not so good for our breathing. So sleep on both sides so the wrinkles don't accumulate on one side. The legend of the passion flower. The passion flower has also always fascinated Bermudians and visitors. Its color, its intricate shape, and its many parts explain why, or perhaps its distinctive fruity smell of grapes and gardenia. Back in the 1600s, Spanish Christian missionaries explained each part of the flower with the story of our Lord Jesus Christ. And many of the visitors to my perfumery asked me about the story, says Isabel. I always enjoy sharing it. The flower is purple and white. White for heavenly purity, and purple the color of the season of Lent. There are five sepals and five petals. And these represent the 10 apostles who were present with Jesus during his passion. Peter and Judas were not there. There are three stigma. The stigma comes at the end of the pistil, which is the female part of the plant. And these stigma are big. You think about the stigma in a lily, all right? Those also are three and big. Well, the stigma in the passion flower is almost twice that size. They really do look a bit like nails, like nail heads, with the body of the nail coming down from it. And those are the three nails that held Jesus to the cross. The five stamen are the five wounds of Jesus' hands, his feet, and his side. The filaments, the many, 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 many purple filaments, the wavy purple filaments, are the crown of thorns. The leaves have three points for the Holy Trinity, and the vine which clings to the earth and spreads across the earth is God's attachment to the earth. Every year I have the privilege of giving some of my passion flower essential oil to the bishops of the Catholic and Anglican churches of Bermuda. This oil is used to prepare the sacred oils and chrism, which will be used during the year by the priest to celebrate sacraments such as baptism, confirmation, holy matrimony, and anointing of the sick. Unfortunately, because of COVID, we're unable to celebrate the chrism mass, and that is very sad. But in spite of these hard and uncertain, I am blessed to be surrounded by my loving family. Easter will be different, but it will be beautiful. Happy Easter. Happy Passion Flower. And that wraps up another show here at HealthyLife.net. Thank you for opening your mind, your ears, and your hearts to me into the Wise Woman Way of healing through nourishment and loving kindness. This is Susan Weed, the voice of the Wise Woman tradition, wishing you green blessings until we meet again next month at HealthyLife.net.
Take a correspondence course with Susan Weed. You'll get individualized attention for your needs, questions, and health problems. The courses come with books, audio, and videotapes, and there's no time limit on finishing. No tests and no lessons to return. Act now and get a 50% discount on any 3 days of classes and workshops with Susan. You'll also receive a ready-to-frame certificate. Check out her courses online at ashtreepublishing.com. That's ashtreepublishing.com.
Where can you get more than 700 pages of information? At Susan Weed's website, susanweed.com. There's free monthly e-zines, a weblog, chat room, and email groups. There's even special sections devoted to menopause, breast health, and childbearing. Check out the forum of wise women who will help answer your herb and health questions. susanweed.com. Check it out. That's SusanWeed.com.
Spend a day with Susan Weed at your house or hers. Bring up to 4 friends and enjoy the day of your dreams. Experience a private weed walk. Learn about wild foods, harvest, and prepare herbal medicine. Try out a shamanic journey. Get a private consultation. Get a review of your health and nutrition. Discover how to regain and maintain optimum health with herbs. Create your perfect day with Susan Weed. For information, log on at ashtreepublishing.com. That's ashtreepublishing.com.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.